to Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. It is Joe Hagemiller on the line with us. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Pretty good, Dirk.
Nice to have you back, buddy. How's soccer going?
Oh, a lot of fun. We start the playoffs.
I know. Well, nice to have you on the air. Joe Hagemiller for the men's and women's cross-country teams. And they were down at downstate this past weekend. Talk a little bit about that, Joe.
Well, this is the first year that we've gone to the Michigan State Spartan Invitational. I think it was a really good experience for us in that we got a chance to see a lot of our GLIAC competition and get in just for our opening race. We really had some good competition to run against, and we had some people that really lit it up as well.
Well, why don't you talk about those? Deidre, one of them, and on the men's side, Pengali. What talk about their performances?
Well, both of them were out there rubbing elbows with some of the best in the country. My understanding is that Michigan State, the Spartan women, are probably ranked in the top five in the country. Depending on which ranking system you might be using, they might be one or two.
Wow.
And that's in D1. Deidre was running with a lot of their women and ended up beating probably two or three former All-Americans at the D2 level. So we're pretty excited about where she's at. We have an extended season this year because there's a D2 sports festival coming up this fall, which means our national championships will be the first week of December rather than the Saturday before Thanksgiving. So our schedule's really spread out. We're hoping that, although we're running well now, we hope we're not on our best form because we've got quite a ways to go if we're on it to hold it.
Joe, you said this is our first time down at the Spartan Invitational. How does a team like Michigan Tech get invited to that, and might it happen again?
Yeah, it might happen again. It's just generally a matter of communicating with their coaching staff and letting them know that, hey, we're interested in coming down. And, you know, I think pretty much every GLIAC team from Michigan was at the meet. So it's not that it's limited to just D1 teams and we need a real special invitation to get there. It's more just some good communication, let them know that we're interested and we're ready to compete with them.
Coach, talk about the upcoming schedule now for the team. What will you guys do as you move ahead?
This coming weekend, we're heading to Minnesota, to St. Olaf. This should be another good competition opportunity for us. We probably won't be facing one of the top five D1 teams in the country, but certainly I'm sure we'll get plenty of good competition. We'll look for Sean and Deidre to be running up in the front again in this coming weekend. Hopefully we can move some of our athletes a little bit closer to where they were.
Joe Hagemiller is with us, and you have a week off after that before you head to the Blue Gold Invitational. So you were talking about not wanting to peak at this time of year. Obviously it's very early in the season. When do you start expecting your runners to peak?
Well, we start championship season in early November with the GLIACs on November 8th, and we've got a two-week period there, the 8th and the 22nd, where our GLIACs and regionals, those are where we want to be running our best. And then if we're lucky enough to get anybody into the national championships or possibly a team, hopefully we can hold it from the regionals on November 22nd to December 6th.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck. It's the St. Olaf Invitational for Michigan Tech men's and women's cross country. Head coach Joe Hagemiller, you got a lot going on, Joe. You're coaching so many sports at Tech, and you're also helping out with local soccer, too. And I know you're a big supporter of the youth athletics around the area, aren't you?
Well, I try to be. Yeah, it keeps me busy, Dirk.
All right, Joe. Well, thanks for joining us, buddy. Good luck this weekend, okay?
You bet. Thanks.
All right. Joe Hagenmiller, head coach of the men's and women's Nordic ski. Well, he is that, too.
Yeah, he's that.
Yeah. But cross-country teams heading to St. Olaf this weekend. And we want to remind everybody that VIP four-packs are available for Michigan Tech football. First home game is this Saturday, 1 o'clock at Sherman Field.
Absolutely. And, Dirk, I don't know if you saw the social media campaign going on
about that.
For the Frozen Four's Finest. NCAA is doing this social media contest to see which of the, they pick 16 championship teams and made a bracket out of them. And so on Friday, vote for the Michigan Tech 1965 championship team. They're going head-to-head in the just a fan voting type thing against North Dakota's 1987 squad.
Yeah.
And so whoever gets more votes moves on in the bracket, and whoever, obviously they crown a champion at the end. And I have one thing to say about the 1965 Michigan Tech national championship team.
What is that?
Tony Esposito.
That's all you need to say, right?
Right? I mean, even non-hockey folks know that name, and obviously Tony was a part of that. Didn't even, I don't think he played both games in that Frozen Four, I think. Rick Best, I think, was the other goalie and played the other game. But Tony had the first ever shutout in the Frozen Four, 4-0 win in that semifinal. So anyway, pretty cool to look back at the history there, and that's obviously they're trying to get people to think about the history as we get closer to starting the 2014-15 hockey season. This thing's going to wrap up on October 3rd, and then season start on October 4th. So
yeah, and Northern Michigan's 91 team is on there too.
Yeah, there's some. Yeah, you look through there, Cornell, 1970, the only unbeaten, untied team to win the NCAA championship is on there. They're the number one seed, but some other, great teams in there, like
Lake
Spirit State.
Lake State's 94 team.
It's got a team on there. Bowling Green's got a team on there. So the WCHA is well represented.
Yeah.
And so we encourage fans to go check that out. It's on our website, MichiganTechHuskies.com.
Be interesting to see Minnesota's 79 team against Wisconsin's 77 team. I believe Wisconsin, that would have been with Eves, I think. All those guys. I believe Gwazdecki was on that team, too, if I'm not mistaken. But that'd be interesting to see how the votes came in on that stuff. But really cool. And the Huskies, though, they should beat North Dakota's 87 team. That was a good team, too. A lot of good players, obviously, on that North Dakota team.
Yeah, you look down the list. There's no bad teams.
Well, no,
they all won national championships.
But just a couple of them come to stand out.
There's definitely some standouts. So tell your Husky friends about it. Get a Twitter account if you don't have one and vote using the hashtag MT65. And that's on Friday, so you got to do the voting on Friday. That's when the matchup will be for Michigan Tech.
Sounds good, and that's it for Drive Time today. Again, get your tickets for hockey, football, volleyball, basketball, all on sale at the SDC at 487-2073. Wes, thanks a lot, and have yourself a busy homecoming weekend.
Thank you, Dirk.